Hello, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast of John Milton's Paradise Lost. My name is Steve Spellman.
My name's Matthew McGee.
Both of us are University of Alabama English majors, enrolled in Dr. Ainsworth's English 335 class titled Milton. Today's broadcast is about Paradise Lost, Book 9, lines 759 to 760. In plain then, what forbids he but to know? Forbids us good. Forbids us to be wise. The speaker of these lines is Eve. Matt, can you provide our listeners a brief background of these lines?
Absolutely, Steve. In these lines, Eve is being tempted by Satan to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and she's beginning to question why God has forbidden them that knowledge already. Are they, as Eve claims, really forbidden from being wise?
Excellent question, Matt. God does not want them, Adam and Eve, to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because God does not want them to disobey his command. It is wise not to eat from the tree, otherwise they will be expelled from the paradise, aka Garden of Eden. On the other hand, Eve chooses to be tempted by Satan in order to satisfy her curiosity. Eve wants more than what is provided to her already, since she is only bound to Adam, whom is the only person she shares conversations with, aside from Satan. She does not share an intimate relationship with God. Due to the lack of relationship, Eve feels like she is constrained. Therefore, she disobeys God's command to not eat the fruit because she wants more than what is provided to her already. It is human nature to want more than what is in front of us.
Then the big question I'm asking here is, why is this our human nature? Why is Eve so curious? Why didn't God just create them without a sense of curiosity if he didn't want them to fall? When Eve demands to know why God forbids them to be wise, how much of it is her actually reasoning through the situation, and how much of it is planted by God or manipulated into arising because of certain circumstances? Eve should have been equally free to choose not to fall as well. But the character that Milton's creating in Paradise Lost seems almost hostile to the idea of not eating the fruit. And it seems that she would never make any other choice but to eat the fruit. How much of her free will in the story is non-existent simply because the reader already knows how this is going to end?
Excellent question, Matt. However, in my opinion, Eve has to have free will in the poem because her actions are necessary to trigger her and Adam's fall. I'll reiterate what I have stated before. Eve has chosen to let Satan tempt her to eat the fruit from the forbidden tree, as it states in Book 9, lines 759-60. In plain then, what forbids he but to know? Forbids us good, forbids us to be wise. Eve is dying to know why God would want to forbid man to obtain more knowledge. When someone is forbidden from either doing something or obtaining something, it only triggers them to want it more, despite the ordinances that forbid them to do so. In addition, Eve is giving in to her selfish desires, thanks to her free will. She is choosing the option of disobeying God. Hence, free will is existent in the poem even though the reader knows the outcome of man's fall. This begs another question. How can you claim free will is not existent in the poem? Do these lines not support Eve's choosing to disobey God?
It does appear to be that way. Much of the idea of these lines points to Eve questioning God, an act that by its very nature requires free will, unless, that is, the Creator intended these questions to be asked from the very beginning. Is Milton's God using some kind of reverse psychology here by forbidding Eve to be wise for no other reason than that she will inevitably, because he preordained it, question his reasoning and more easily fall into temptation? Technically speaking, Eve has free will, because God's purpose in creating man was to create a creature with free will. But the free will of these creatures is being taken and manipulated like a rat in a maze to complete God's plan, which necessitates their fall. For if they're not fallen, the Son can't show his power by redeeming them. But my claim here is that Eve, not the biblical Eve, but the Eve in Paradise Lost, has very little free will, because Milton can't write a story that changes the ending and says Eve resisted temptation in the end. The reader knows from the very beginning that Eve must fall, and there's no way around that.
Therefore, in the end, we can both agree that Eve possesses free will, correct?
She does, even if it does feel manipulated.
My sentiments exactly, Matt. Thank you for being my podcast partner, and most importantly, let's give thanks to our listeners who took the time to listen to our show.
Thank you, Steve, and many thanks to our listeners.
That concludes our show, everyone. Have a great day.